SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Learning English can change your life. You can improve your English and learn about Australian culture at the same time with SBS Learn English. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. Victoria is a step closer to becoming the first state in Australia to sign a treaty with Indigenous Australians. The First Peoples Assembly of Victoria has provided official notification that it is willing to formally commence negotiations on a legally binding treaty. Australia is the only Commonwealth nation that does not have a treaty with its Indigenous peoples. Treaty negotiations are the most progressed in Victoria, although other Australian states and territories have begun a treaty process. The co-chair of the First Peoples Assembly of Victoria is Gunditjmara man Ruben Berg. He says the goal is to deliver long-term solutions for First Nations Australians, which he says will also improve the relationship between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians.
But not just for the First Peoples community of Victoria, treaty will deliver benefits for all Victorians. So we encourage all Victorians as well to follow in our journey and support us on this. We're very much focused on some structural reform to make sure that decision-making of government about First Peoples can be transferred to First Peoples, that we can hold government accountable, and that we can provide direct advice to government. Those are the key things we're focused on in this first part of these negotiations.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong says Australia will continue to support efforts to hold Russia accountable for the downing of flight MH17 a decade ago. Australian officials and families have gathered at Parliament House in Canberra on the 10th anniversary to remember the lives lost. All 298 people on board the plane died when it was shot down by a Russian-made missile while flying over the conflict-hit Eastern Ukraine. Those who died were from 17 countries and included 38 Australians. A Dutch court in November 2022 found two Russians and a Ukrainian separatist guilty of their murders. And there is a separate legal case underway before the International Civil Aviation Organisation Council. Ms Wong says Australia will be doing all it can to pursue the legal case.
The findings of this same court unequivocally and conclusively establish Russia's responsibility for the downing of MH17. So while we are appalled that Russia has withdrawn from the action Australia and the Netherlands initiated in the International Civil Aviation Organisation, the case will continue and we will not be deterred in our commitment to hold Russia to account.
The International Monetary Fund is warning that interest rates in countries like Australia could be higher for even longer due to persistent inflation. It comes as the Reserve Bank of Australia waits for the latest inflation data to come out later this month before it decides in August whether to lift interest rates or not, from the current level of 4.35%. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the IMF's warning is a clear reminder that the final part of the journey to bring inflation down will be hard. IMF economist Jean-Marc Natal says international factors are playing a big role in inflation in countries like Australia.
Upside risks to inflation stem from a lack of progress on services disinflation, renewed trade tension, and geopolitical uncertainties. This risk may result in higher for even longer interest rates.
And to sport. In cycling, Belgium's Jasper Philipsen has achieved a hat-trick of stage wins at this year's Tour de France. But his main rival for the best sprinter's green jersey, Binyam Girmay, has crashed near the finish of stage 16. Two-time champion Tadej Pogacar retains the overall lead. Girmay says he's physically okay after crashing through a roundabout with 1.5 kilometres to go before the end of stage 16. It's taken him out of contention for a fourth win. The Eritrean cyclist earlier in the race won stage 3, making history as the first black African cyclist to win a Tour de France stage. Girmay says he's glad that he's still able to ride and he's determined to take it to the finish line.
It gets narrow every roundabout, and then suddenly, I don't know who is from EF, we touch our handlebar, he goes inside me, and then I don't have nothing to do, I just break full, but yeah, I just find myself on the ground. But luckily, I'm okay, I'm able to ride, so that's a good thing. For me, I don't care if I lose this jersey or I keep, I just like to arrive in Nice without any troubles. Still now, not finished yet, so I'm trying to fight until Nice.
I'm Biwa Kwan, and that's SBS News in Easy English.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.